Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Hi, thanks for joining us today. I'm Chrissy Mernon, and my guest is Dr. Solomon Enfor. He is from St. Philip's College. He is the civic engagement trainer there. He's the founder of Jessica's Project. Kind of an impressive guy. He's a nurse, a medical lab technologist, has two master's degrees and a PhD in higher education. He's the founder of Jessica's Project, which is really neat. I'll let him tell you about that. You've got something coming up that the community is invited to participate in, and it's got something to do with Jessica's Project?
That's correct. Thank you for inviting me here today. Jessica's Project was founded back in 2012, and it's a foundation that deals with civic engagement. Civic engagement being a piece that we're trying to educate our students on being involved in the community, as well as take education from the classroom outside the classroom to implement what you've learned in class. Now, on April the 12th, from 9 a.m. till 1:30 p.m., we are going to have Jessica's Project focusing on obesity prevention and intervention. And we have one of our keynote speakers being Dr. Yunan Nauzaradan, who is the person who is on My 600 Pound Life and My 700 Pound Life TV series on TLC. He will be our keynote speaker. We're going to recognize him for his lifetime achievement at this event. We also have Melvin Williams, who is a former NFL football player for New Orleans Saints. He's also going to be speaking at this event, as well as one of our own, John Martin, who is really good with these kids and helps to motivate. He's a motivational speaker as he goes around the state of Texas. So he will be there as well. And we welcome everybody to this event as it's open to the entire community as we try to make a change, St. Philip's being one of the pioneers and the leaders in the community in trying to impact change through one step at a time.
And this is a free event. There's no cost. You just show up?
There is no cost. You just show up. You will not even get a ticket on that day on campus because the police are aware of our event and it's open to the general public. Just to let people know, if you are trying to get there early, because it tends to fill up pretty quickly. The last event we had last semester was on traumatic brain injury, and we had Dr. Lett Leister from the UT Health Science Center. He was so popular, we had over 420 people in the hall. So if you're trying to get to this event, you have to get there early enough to get your seat.
Let me ask you about Jessica's Project, because there's a neat story how you began it. And so tell that story, please.
The story is pretty interesting. I was teaching nutrition at the time. I had the chair of my department, Kathy White, visited my class to observe, as they observe every faculty every year. So the way I teach in most of my classes is we have group projects, so we talk. And so when we're talking about diseases that come from nutrition. What you eat impacts how you end up. And so she got up and asked, has anybody ever noticed what celiac disease is all about? And all of my students had no clue what celiac disease was. So she mentioned to us that her niece, Jessica, suffered from celiac disease. And of course, it's a disease that has the patient reacting to gluten. So they won't be able to absorb nutrients because the intestines would be having a reaction to it. And so what happened then was I went on the board and I just wrote on the board Jessica's Project. And I said to my students, we are going to try to understand what this little girl is going through. And what we're going to do is collaborate with the family through video links. So we recorded questions, sent it through the Catherine White, who took it to the family, and the family recorded their answers and then had their own questions for the students. So it was going back and forth throughout the semester. At the end of the semester, we decided to have a symposium on campus. That was the first symposium we had in fall of 2012. We invited Jessica to campus. The family was there and the general community was also invited. The total number in the hall then was about 50, 60 people. That was it. So the students made a basket of goodies, which we gave Jessica. We gave her a plaque of recognition for working with our students. And in a nutshell, this is what is called active research, where the students actually work with somebody in the community suffering from a particular ailment. And then they come up with posters professional posters, which they now present to the community. So that was, I could say, the birth of Jessica's project.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of questions did they have for Jessica? And then what kind of questions did Jessica have for your class?
Oh my God. The students, first of all, they wanted to understand how she was dealing with not being able to eat so many things. She was restricted from so many things. So for her, it was just the onset of her diagnosis, and she didn't know how her body was supposed to react, what she was supposed to be eating. So the main question that was coming from Jessica was, what can I eat? And can I eat anything, everything? And so the students did their research, which they went to the libraries and they talked to other professionals. We had a medical doctor that came in. And so they had information for her about gluten products. We even had a nutritionist. She owns the Powerhouse Bakery. She's one of our supporters. So she also gave some advice, and they were able to put a basket together of gluten-free products. And then we also had a buffet for her on that day, on the day of the symposium. And she said, could I eat everything? And they said, yes, you can. And she was, you could see her face, the relief on her face that she could eat everything. They even had pizza there, a gluten-free pizza. And so for my students, what they got out of it was reaching in and learning more about a medical condition that was linked to nutrition, and seeing that it may be something as little as an allergic reaction to something which can cause you to have medical illness.
Mm-hmm. But they also got to deal with the little girl, and they changed her world.
They did change her world. Ever since then, we've studied just so many diseases, I can't list them all to you. But every semester, the fall and the spring, students look at a different medical condition. And so when we have the event, we tend to invite Jessica so that she can talk to the other patients to encourage them that she's been there before and she's really improving. If you look at Jessica now compared to what Jessica was back in 2012, you see a marked difference. She's gained weight. She is much more positive in her attitude. And the fact that she knows, she has much knowledge about celiac disease is what is amazing about this little girl. I call her little girl, but she's a big girl now.
You've empowered her.
I have. I tend not to look at me. I tend to look at she educating us.
Mm-hmm.
She was the one. She was the teacher, not me. I wasn't the teacher. I was just facilitating for my students to interact with this lady and their family in the community to see what they were going through, learn from it, and then do research in order to also educate them. So it's never about me. I am on the side, and I have the students and the patients working together.
So what a wonderful start. So you had Jessica's project in 2012. And then, so you couldn't stop there, could you?
I couldn't stop. As soon as I saw the interest from my students, because everything we do at St. Philip's is students first. We put our students first. So as soon as the project was over, I did a reflection with my students, an evaluation of what they did. Was this something we could go forward with? And everybody was like, absolutely. So now I had to think about designing it properly. And at that point in time, I wasn't a civic engagement trainer. I had no clue what I was doing, you know? So I was recommended to attend a conference on CENSER. CENSER is a civic engagement body that brings together faculty, staff, and educate them on how you can move this forward. So I went there and I shared with my colleagues and what I was doing. They're like, yeah, that's a perfectly suitable civic engagement program. And they gave me tips, and eventually I got some training also on civic engagement, on how to really fine-tune it.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point in time, I said, okay, we have so many ailments, especially where St. Philip's is located. It's on the east side, Promise Zone. The east side is not, I would say, you don't have a lot of options when it comes to healthy food. In fact, we determined that that area is called a food desert. They have a lot more fried foods than proper organic vegetables and other food items that you would probably consider living elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay, we'll try to attack every other ailment every semester to see how we can impact the community. Our holistic view is that we approach health in a very positive manner rather than denigrating somebody. Say, oh, because you have diabetes, we have to look down on you. We don't do that. We lift you up. And we educate each other, and then we say, you can actually help educate our students, and we see the outcome. That's what we've been doing. We've done diabetes where we had grandmothers, we had children involved, Last semester, we had about, was it 7 case studies? I had to call them guest patients that we worked with. This semester is even a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So every semester has just been growing. So we had from one faculty, 32 students, which was me. We now have over 18 faculty members. And every semester we impact over 500 students.
Mm-hmm.
So it has grown tremendously. This semester's obesity prevention and intervention, we have 15 guests who are already wearing their Fitbits, like you see what I have
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
The Fitbits were bought by the department. We give it to them as part of an experiment. They will give it back to us at the end of the semester.
Maybe not. They'll probably want to keep them.
I know. But we are trying to monitor them.
Uh-huh.
Let something remind them that you are supposed to be doing something.
Uh-huh.
And then our students actually are studying them, working with them, and encouraging them, as well as the students are also involved in the workout.
Mm-hmm.
So the students take pictures and share with their case studies. And this goes back and forth and until we get to April 12th. So with these 15 case studies now that are working with our students, we're seeing a lot more interest from people. I have faculty members who are involved in this challenge. I have staff members. I have our students. I have people from outside. I have a woman who is actually in Dallas who is taking the challenge on, and she's going to be at Jessica's project on April 12th with her family
mm-hmm.
to be recognized by St. Philip's College President, Dr. Adina Lawson.
Our guest this morning, Dr. Solomon Enfor, he's the civic engagement trainer at St. Philip's College, and we're talking about the good that comes out of Jessica's project, which he founded in 2012 to help a little girl with celiac disease. And since then, okay, so obesity, I know that is, that is a serious problem in San Antonio. And in this semester that your students are working on it, what kind of understanding do you want people to have about obesity?
First of all, I want people to realize it is an epidemic. Obesity is an epidemic. San Antonio, yes, we've been champions of obesity several times. We've been on the news for it. And I break it down this way. When you get to San Antonio, you're going to look at Bexar County. When you look at Bexar County, you divide it into regions. When you divide it into regions, divide it into zip codes. Now, most of the people who live in the zip code where St. Philip's is located are predominantly affected by this epidemic. I tell my students, and they laugh at me, I say, your zip code is more important to you than your genetic code. They're like, what do you mean? Your genetic code reveals a lot about your health, about who you are. But right now, because of your income, you may be relegated to living in a zip code that does not have things or facilities that encourage you to have an active lifestyle. And so by doing that, you're totally condemned to all these preventable ailments that we could approach. So I say obesity is something that we need to lift the people up, encourage them, be their support group, and help them work out and eat right. The problem is, most of the approaches we have is only on, you've got to work out. That is a very lonely approach. You have to have a holistic approach to it. One, educate the people. Educate them about obesity, the consequences of obesity, and then bring the two-pronged approach, exercise and eating right. Eating right does not only mean you have to buy organic foods. You can still buy foods that are not organic. And because you have changed your proportion sizes, because you have changed your approach to a lot of carbs or to a lot of meats, you now see changes occurring on you that you never saw before. And the last approach to this is having family members having a positive attitude towards you about what you're trying to achieve. Most of the time, these individuals who are struggling with their weight have their own family members dragging them down by making silly jokes. I say this, my culture, we have no filter because I come from Africa. But I've seen people here who think it's okay to just say, you chubby one, you know. Yeah, it may be a joke at the moment. You're going to smile. That person will smile with you, but inside that person is crying. And what do they do when they cry inside? You turn to the wrong types of food. You turn to the wrong types of habits, which then turn to impact you overall. So your question is very interesting. We need to change our approach. We need to stop just saying, go exercise. It's not as easy as that.
Mm-hmm.
So when people just say, go exercise, you don't have anything to motivate you to go exercise. You don't have people who are your support group. Like our students right now, this semester, all the students participating in this event are helping these individuals to work out. Pictures they are sharing on social media, it's amazing to see it. It's amazing for me to get up in the morning. I like to text a few words to them. I say, hey, this morning we've got a challenge. Let's do this. Let's do this together. It's my own way of encouraging them. So what about San Antonio? I know San Antonio has so many activities that are being planned out. And I want to say that many thanks go to our first most active mayor, Julian Castro, because he changed the way we are supposed to look at our street sides, the curbsides. Before, you couldn't just walk downtown. Now you have nice, beautiful path. You can even ride a bike. You have Ciclovia. All these various activities help people. Now, Jessica's project took it a step further. We approach health as one aspect, working with real patients. Then we said, if I can talk to you about your health, I can talk to you based on my expertise in nutrition about food, but I don't show you how the food actually gets on the table. There's something missing. So we decided to partner with the Eastside Community Garden through an effort that we worked with the Green Spaces Alliance and Antioch Baptist Church. We were able to help these ladies to work with them on their garden, expand the garden from one lot to two lots, and everything that is grown on that garden is given to the community for free. So what do? We bring kids as early as middle schoolers, high schoolers, our own students. We bring them there to have fun at the garden, to learn how the vegetables grow, to know the names of the vegetables, how they look like, and just to have an idea of how to grow a plant. I am so fortunate that all the ideas I've had, creating Jessica's project, expanding it, I have had a very supportive team, because it couldn't have been done just by one individual. It is a team. I have faculty members who've been with me, who've worked with me to improve it, and we're always open to critics. And above all, I've had very supportive administration, because it takes an administration that is forward-looking to say, hey, this guy is not just wasting students' time, taking them out to the garden, you know, or having them work with patients in the community. He's actually doing something that is beneficial to the community as well as to our students. So Dr. Adina Lawson, the president of St. Philip's College, and her administration have been very supportive of Jessica's project. Supportive to the point where when Jessica's project grew so large, it could not be managed by two of us, myself and my late friend who passed away just last year, Kevin Shantz. They decided to make it a college committee. So now it's been managed by a college committee. And we're so appreciative of that. And I can't say enough that the administration has done an amazing job supporting us. And Jessica's project last year, we won $10,000 to expand the knowledge base about civic engagement. So I gave civic engagement training, which I have been given around, including at Harvard. I was able to give it to my own school. Mm-hmm. I gave it to the health sciences division. I gave it to the science division. I gave it to the engineering division, so that all the faculties at least have an idea what civic engagement is all about and how you can impact students as well as the community through a different model of teaching.
Mm-hmm. Look around. The problems are all around.
They're all around. I must say that St. Philip's is one of those campuses amongst the Alamo Community Colleges that is really forward thinking. They have so many faculties having different programs out there, which are civic engagement programs. And this is really helping a lot. We have, just to go back onto the garden, when we designed working with the community at the Eastside Community Garden, the weldering department, they decided to build us a grill. So on May 4th of this year, we will be revealing that grill, having what we call an open party with the community on May 4th. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the collaborations. We had the engineering department, they built us a solar panel for the garden. So there's all these collaborations and all these efforts that are being led by faculty members at St. Philip's College that needs to be recognized. Mm-hmm. And we are just asking the public to be part of it. Mm-hmm. We're asking them to have this partnership so that St. Philip's continues to be a beacon in the community.
So where is the garden?
The garden is found on 1715 North Center Street. It's off of Walter Street, mm-hmm. going towards 35 from St. Philip's Babes College. It's a beautiful garden. You need to come visit.
Oh, I want. I mean, you've sold me. Who tends it? Who keeps
our students. Our students, and then we have the original members of the garden, and we keep inviting the community in that particular area to come and be part of the garden. They're slow, but we're hoping that they eventually see what we're trying to do. We will never give up. So our students go there, they weed, they tend to the garden, they turn the soil, they plant, they prune, they do everything so that the locals who are in that environment do not do the hard work. We want them to do the hardest work, which is to harvest and eat.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, come on and let's eat. Yes. Let's eat these wonderful, nutritious
products. And their garden is an organic garden, so everything we grow there is fully organic.
How about that? Some other things you've tackled with Jessica's project, and you know, I would encourage people to go to the website.
Yeah, it's because www.alamo.edu/Jessica's project. It's one word, Jessica's mm-hmm. project.
Because it really, there's a lot of information, and it's just such a neat deal. So unplanned pregnancy prevention.
Yes.
You looked at that. That's a problem in the community.
Yes. Back a few years ago, Dr. Loston, in her address to all the faculty and staff, mentioned that there was a problem in that particular zip code, which was teenage pregnancy. If you do your research, you see that teenage pregnancy in that zip code is pretty, pretty high. And so when she mentioned that, a light bulb went off in my head, say, what can we do? So we said our summers were pretty free, so we could do something. So we started organizing Summer Symposium, a teenage and unplanned pregnancy prevention campaign, where we bring kids from the YMCA. We've had Girls Inc. twice, and we bring other kids into the community from the community to come to campus. The faculty members organize experiments, educational experiments for the kids to actually go through, and they learn, and then they have a tour of the campus. Our idea is that we want to expose them, we want to get them hooked to education, rather than thinking about boys in the community or whatever that can cause them to get derailed from their educational pathway. We've been doing this, I think this is going to be our fifth symposium coming up this summer, and we are hoping to continue to have to collaborate with members of the community. The Metropolitan Clinic, San Antonio Metropolitan Clinic, has really been supportive. Every time we've had an event, they're always there. They give, and then I also want to talk about Healthy Futures of Texas. I do collaborate with them. They come and they give this nice, beautiful workshop to the kids, and our students also benefit from it, because we are not only targeting teenage pregnancy, we're looking at unplanned pregnancy, which tends to derail a lot of our students. And having this approach and having these students go through the exercises we have has really been beneficial, mm-hmm. especially because St. Philip's has a high school on campus as well.
There's a high school on St. Philip's?
Exactly, yes. It's called Early College High School, which is housed at St. Philip's College itself. So by having this event, Dr. Thomas, who is the superintendent for the Early College High School, tends to bring the kids there as well, so they get to learn a little bit. And we are hoping that we have an impact, a little impact, in reducing these issues of teenage pregnancy and unplanned pregnancy.
Because we know of all of the problems that
the consequences that comes from it is just tremendous. There's so many things. One is they get out of school. And when they get out of school, to come back becomes a big challenge. It's an uphill task. The other thing is they don't know how to deal with the babies. And so we have babies that are being born but have no good care from the parents because they don't have any parenting skills. And so the kids may get hurt, or the kids end up getting frustrated. And then you have a kid that will have to be shaken because the baby is crying so much. And I want to go back to last semester's traumatic brain injury. We had one of our students whose daughter was shaken so badly that the brain was damaged by the boyfriend. The boyfriend is in jail right now. It's mm-hmm. called a shaken baby syndrome. Mm-hmm. You know, just because at that time, the young man doesn't understand how to deal with a child. So there's so much that goes into play. If you're a teenage parent, understand that your body has not fully grown as well. So by having a baby that early, you're taking away from your own growth. So we are just trying to educate them. Mm-hmm. And remember, Jessica's Project doesn't look down on anybody. Jessica's Project works with you to uplift you so mm-hmm. that whatever has happened, we forget about it and we look at a positive aspect up front. And if you were thinking of it, we probably want to dissuade you from it so that you can look at a positive aspect mm-hmm. as well.
You're empowering people with information.
I would say we are empowering each other, because for me, it's always I have an open mind to learning. My degrees are just so varied, having a biochemistry, a zoology, a biotechnology, nursing, medical lab technology, having a higher education and administration, and then having a perspective of life, which is I want to always give back. When I came into this country, a lot of people helped me. Me and my wife were helped by a lot of people. And so I promised myself, I'm African, I'm not rich, so I'm not going to give money, but I have the brains that I can use to help other people. And what more is better than working with my students to impact our community?
Our guest this morning, Dr. Solomon Enfor, is the civic engagement trainer at St. Philip's College. And you have an event coming up that you're inviting the community to because there's beneficial information. It sounds like a neat event.
It is going to be an awesome event. We have organizations here in town. The Diabetes Foundation is going to be there. We have UT Health Science Center. They have Project Salute is going to be there. And we have the greatest speaker of all, who is really an advocate. He's been an advocate all his life for people struggling with their weight. Dr. Yunan Nauzaradan of My 600 Pound Life. He also has another show, My 700 Pound Life. He accepted without even blinking, and Dr. Yunan did not hesitate. He said, I will be there. We are not paying him. He is coming for free. We are not even paying his hotel stay. We are not paying for his food. All we are pleading with him is to come. And he said, I will be there
That's
for your students.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yes. So we want to make sure people understand how good this man is. Mm-hmm. And he's worked all his life trying to help people with weight. And so Jessica's project is going to honor him by giving him a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Mm-hmm. And then he'll have some important information for people.
Yes,
as well.
He's going to have tremendous information. And the beauty about it is that after the event, we're going to have the case studies, which I call our guest, and Dr. Yunan with the other keynote speakers are going to have lunch together. So that if they have individual problems, they can have their free consultation with Dr. Yunan right there and there. Mm-hmm. And then you, who is coming as a participant, just coming for the event, we are also going to have a Q&A session, which you are allowed to ask any question of your need to Dr. Yunan and Melvin, as well as John, and they are ready to help you with whatever questions you have.
What a great opportunity. Yeah.
It is a great opportunity for the city of San Antonio. We've done so many of these, and I'm so proud of our students. I'm so proud of what they are doing. We even had, when we did 1 year, we did HIV prevention and intervention. We had Jay-Z's manager, who happened to have contracted HIV, and she flew from New York, came down here, and we didn't pay her. We only paid for her flight and her hotel stay. She came and she spent time with our students as a keynote speaker. So Jessica's project is doing a lot, trying to educate our community, and we ask that our community be involved. When you have a project where your kids who are attending St. Philip's say, I'm actually doing this with the community, don't think that they're wasting their time. It's really an impactful moment for them. It's something that may leave an imprint for the rest of their lives. So that's what we ask you to do. Support them.
How can people get a hold of you or find more information out about Jessica's project?
It is simple. Go to St. Philip's College. You go up and type in Jessica's project. It's going to pull it up. And we do accept donations of any kind, because one of the projects that we, as part of Jessica's project, now Jessica's project is a program that is like an umbrella program for several things. One, we have the garden. Two, we have the holistic approach to health. Three, we do raise food in the fall. And we give it to San Antonio Food Bank through another project that was developed by Kevin Shantz. It's called the Food Bank Project. Four, we do have the teen pregnancy prevention. And five, out of Jessica's project, we've now formed an organization, a nonprofit organization known as Past, Present, Future Africans Foundation. The reason being that I grew up having no books, studying with very little resources. So being here and teaching here and going around this country talking, I've seen that there's so much books that are being thrown away, which can be used. I say, give those books a second life. If you cannot ship it to me, I will pay for the shipping for it to come to my storage, and then we ship it to Africa. So we keep asking for your help. I just came back from Houston shipping 12,000 books. It costed us over $4,000 to ship it to Africa. And the foundation itself, which is registered with the state of Texas, is going to be applying for the 501c status. We are going to build a library in one of the villages that does not have a school, and then we're going to stockpile the books in there. And then some of the books will be given to two other villages that do not have enough books in their libraries currently. Have we stopped collecting the books? No. If you have books, we welcome it. It doesn't matter what kind of books, textbooks, science books, arts, we will take it all. Because we say if your mind is open to reading, most likely you're not going to be poor. Because your education leads you out of poverty. I'm first example of that. My father grew up, he didn't know how to read and write, but he believed in education. He had so many kids, but he believed all those kids have to go to school. So all of us went to school. And look at me today.
I was going to say, and here you are. That's awesome. That is awesome.
You.
We're out of time. I want to thank you for stopping by. Dr. Solomon Enfor, the Civic Engagement Trainer, St. Philip's College, founder of Jessica's Project.
It is an honor to be here. I really appreciate you, Chrissy, for doing this. And we thank San Antonio. We thank St. Philip's College leadership team for supporting Jessica's Project. Above all, I want to thank the faculty members who are really bold to take this step of civic engagement. We are not there yet. We'll keep doing it and refining it. Thank you very much.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.